Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you again this morning. Monday, a little rainy in my neck of the woods. I don't know about yours, but I hope you're ready to start the week off strong. Let's go ahead and read one verse today out of today's Coffee Break. It is James chapter 5, verse 13. And it's kind of short, but it has a lot into it. So James 5, 13, here we go. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. And that's it. That's all that we have. But let's talk about it for just a brief moment or two. It has been said that the two greatest weaknesses in the church today is prayer and praise. Now, I was on staff at a church for a while, and we had a pastor of prayer at this particular church. And what's interesting is when we talk about prayer and we talk about praise, his job was prayer. His life was praise. In all things, he was always praying. And the individual went through some really tough times. But in the end, it was an attitude of praise. So if we look at the two greatest weaknesses in the average church today, being prayer and praise, are you actively involved in both? So if we ask, why is this a weakness and why do we see this in the church today? Probably the answer to that is insensitivity. I need to read my notes better. Insensitivity. You know, there's a lot of need for prayer because there's a lot of suffering. There are a lot of difficult times that we're going through. And there's a lot of reason for praise. Suffering should cause us to pray, and in most cases it does. But sufficiency should also cause us to praise. James used a lot of questions to stress these points. Is any one of you in trouble? Is anyone suffering? Is anyone ill? And it relates to the suffering from any source whatsoever. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. And initially, if we look at the original language that was probably to play on a stringed instrument, the excitement, the happiness that comes along with it. And so as we look at these things, let me ask you today, what is it you're in the middle of? A season of prayer or a season of praise? It's easy to pray when needed. It's sometimes difficult to remember to praise. So, think on these things today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.